sisters, my friends in the gospel. Hallelujah.
Need to learn sign language until we get a mic.
You can do sign. Go ahead and start talking. But anyway, I
want to stand up and say how much I appreciate the Lord. Brother Michael was talking about, he was talking about this old human nature of us, and I remember my dad talking about, and you need to get these books and read them. It's been a long time since I've read this book, but there's some books out called Hank the Cow Dog. And he's a dog that he's on this farm and he's protecting all the whole area, but at the same time he does the things he wants to do, and you know, and he's got a nature of him. And so, but I was thinking what Brother Michael was talking about, and I was thinking, create in me a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit within me. Because this nature within us, and Brother Michael said something about the hardness of your heart. And, you know, those laws are there to keep this doggy spirit that's in me kind of down, you know, to kind of keep it in the right perspective. At the same time, when God has a chance to create a clean heart within your soul, and so I'm beginning to realize that, you know, it's not the laws, the things that creates that clean heart within me, but it's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I wish, and I'm beginning to pray to God, to Lord, work on me more. Even though I have that dog spirit too, I want to run across the cow pasture and roll around in anything I can find to roll around in. You know, and so I say, Lord, bring me back, clean me up. And, you know, it doesn't do no good to beat the tar out of me because I'll do it again, you know. But create inside of me. Get down in my heart and create a clean heart in me. Help me to overcome that hardness of heart that is in me, that I was born with. And that if God doesn't do something for me, I will die with. And so help me, God, to get something down in my soul that the Bible said something about the creature longeth. Somebody help me here. The creature longeth from the Creator of, I wish I could get that in my mind. But anyway, that's right. Because at the same time, don't you feel that? That you, in your heart, you long for something more from God? Even though our dog nature that Brother Michael was talking about is there, it's still there. And it rises up sometimes, but there's still a nature that I myself longs for from God, to say, God, take over. Somewhere take over. And show me how to yield to that spirit of that righteous spirit that God, you so long for us to partake of. And so I long for that. But
all of us, Hank the cow dogs and Hannah the cow dog too. We find that nature in us sometimes. And it rears its ugly head, but you know, there's a Holy Ghost. And you know, the whole world, if they knew that the Spirit of God could give them a peace in their hearts, you take a scientist, they look at nature, and if they only realized they were a creation of that nature also that they're looking at and trying to prove that God does not exist, and all this stuff was from a Big Bang theory. If they only could look and see the things that God brought about by the things that He created, even He created them. If they understood that, they could say, you know, there is something more to life in God rather than looking at things trying to prove that there's not a God out there. And so I feel so fortunate, so blessed, so enthused to be in the house of God, to where that there's a Spirit can dwell in your heart and can get there. And that, like Brother Michael was talking about, it makes you long for the righteousness to come about in your life. And so I appreciate God. I'm glad that He's brought me this way. Brother Oates and I were talking about a while ago up front. We said, we are so ignorant, we don't even know how we got here. But we're blessed. We're blessed because God led us this way. I feel the same way. I feel like I'm so ignorant, I ain't got enough sense to put on the brakes. But I say, God, You put me in a place where I can overcome this nature within me. And so, God, I'm a blessed person. You know, sometimes I tell people, you know, I said, drive like you ain't got a lick of sense. You know, but sometimes you get around here and there. But anyway, I'm going to say that. I don't want to cause chaos or anything. But I love God. I appreciate it here. Don't you feel God here tonight? Don't you feel God touching your life? And just, you know, I was thinking this evening, I looked out and I thought, Lord, you know, I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed. Thank You, Lord. You don't have to, you didn't have to do all these things for me. But I thank You, Lord. And I praise Your name. I what's that song? I thank You, Lord. I praise Your name. He brought me through so many things. And I do. I appreciate the Lord for touching my life. For touching my life. If He never touches my life again, I can say this one thing. God is a wonderful God. God is a good God. And He can do things in our lives that we never realize. And so I appreciate the Lord.
Jesus is Thank you. has brought us through so many things. And I'm just thinking about what He's done for us. We may not be whole or complete yet, but we all realize what it's like to be in the world. I'm sure some of you forgot. Been here too long to remember what it's like to be in the world, but we can look at others sometimes and see what's in the world. I walked by TV today, and Oprah Winfrey was on, and there were two preachers on there, and both of them said that to be gay is a gift of God. I'll tell you, something in my heart just felt like, God, this world, what is it coming to? I mean, how, you know, when you read the story in the Bible about Lot in Sodom, you can't hardly fathom. I mean, all my life it's been hard for me to fathom how in the world a city could go out, you know, here comes some strangers from out of town, and all these people are about to tear a house down to get to them because they want to have homosexual fornication with them. And you can't hardly imagine how that could be possible. Not that there, you know, wasn't anybody corrupt back there, but the whole city that way? But when you hear things like what I heard today, now, our young people are hearing this. They're growing up in school being told this is normal to be born like this. It's a gift of God, now they're saying. At least Oprah could say, she said, you're the first preacher. She said, you're the first preacher ever I ever heard say it's a gift of God to be homosexual. Of course, she was behind it. And the other one spoke up and said, no, he's not. I'm saying the same thing. And she said, well, then you're both the only two preachers I've ever heard say this. I thought that's the only thing I can agree with her on. Oh, Lord. Dear God, I'm glad I'm not out in the world. I'm glad that's not getting a hold of me. Lord, I was just thinking, and I know, you know, I don't have time to get this really wound up right now, but I just want to say something about about peace. We're singing about it. Brother Wallace said we're having that ring back up here. It's hard for me to preach to that owl up there. There he is again. Y'all hear it? Good. Somebody, that helps people know I'm not crazy.
Is that what they said?
But I've been thinking some about peace, how, you know, it is it's an important ingredient. In fact, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit, the peace of God that passes understanding. There, you know, that's one sacrifice that was required in the Old Covenant, that a peace offering. He had to make a peace offering to God. He had to make peace with God. you know, that's what we do when we, and that offering, it's spoken of, showing the different ways to give peace offerings in Leviticus, the 3rd chapter, too. And always you had to burn the fat up that was in the sacrifice, and the kidneys and the liver, the the thing that kept the natural old man alive, of course, fat represents the flesh. To make peace with God, you've got to humble down. It takes a repentance. It takes a dying out to our own will. I tell you, the more I serve Him, the more I want His righteousness, His peace working in my life. His covering, His will, His favor. That's what I'm looking for, God's favor. Because I know everything outside of that is corrupt. Yeah, it's chaos. And there's a couple of scriptures. Let me give you just a few scriptures on peace, and I won't talk too long. Isaiah 32. Let me just give you a few. I just wrote them down or marked them here. Isaiah 32:17. Said the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Look, you may have trials and some problems that you're going through. But do you know the world don't have any peace? I mean, they don't have any peace. But God's righteousness that He's working in us, it'll be peace. It'll bring peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness. And assurance forever. I want some of that forever assurance. Some of that, you know, I want that no soul. Hallelujah. That I was trying to, Brother Emilio Green is supposed to get married Saturday, and the lady that he's going to marry is her family. I've told you about it. One of the preachers, her sister's married to a preacher that came in among the men that came in the body, but the persecution, he saw it was going to get too strong. The men in the city were turning against this message because it was different, and he pulled back, and he's causing her a lot of trouble right now, and he's scaring her to death. You know, he even had a doctor go over to her house this week and prophesy to her that she was making a mistake marrying Brother Green. And it's scary. All this stuff is scary to her. You know, this is all new to her. She's been coming around it for quite a while, but still, these people just keep working on it. So today, Brother Green called me on the phone. She doesn't speak real good English. And he just happened to be, she's a pharmacist. He happened to be over there in Boca Chica where she was at. And so I told him, I said, put her on the phone, I want to talk to her. And I talked to her a little while in Spanish and told her that I wanted to say some things to her and that I wanted Brother Green to interpret so I knew she got it. And so I had her put him back on the phone, and he interpreted for me. But I began to remind her of how when she'd be in service and the great moves of the Holy Ghost that she's feeling and has felt, where she's never felt it like that anywhere else. I said, remember. I said, when you're there, you know it's right. But I said, when you get out away from there and that spirit lifts off of you and you're you're not feeling that great anointing of the Holy Ghost, then people start talking to you in confusion. I said, go back in your mind to those Holy Ghost experiences. I said, that's the assurance of the Holy Ghost that God's given you. And you can have peace from all this fright, all of this, these things that these people are trying to frighten you. And I said, it's being sown down in your heart. I said, listen to your heart. You know, you've got a witness of the Holy Ghost witnessing to you of the body of Christ. Well, she didn't know. Brother Green didn't know I was going to talk to her either. But the more I talked to her, the more anointed I got. Walking around out there in the trees and the woods, I could feel the Holy Ghost. And Brother Green could feel it too. He was interpreting one time. He said, "Santo." That's their, you know, that means Santo means it means holy, or that's one of their praises to say Santo. Santo, Gloria. That's like saying Shandai. Shandai is Santo in tongues. But you can have an assurance. God's working that in our lives. We may, you know, we may not have it in its complete form. No, let me tell you, I don't care what you're going through, you're in a better place than if you was out there. Far better. And God is working something in our lives, and we need to stay with it. Isaiah 48. I don't want to elaborate too much here. Isaiah 48:18 says, "Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." The God just speaking to Israel and just showing that just keeping commandments, if you just learn to keep the commandments of God's word. Brother Michael was saying something about commandments. Commandments are necessary. Until this gets wrought in our heart, it keeps the flesh in a condition that God, you know, when you do anything that God favors, God loves. He loves obedience. He loves righteousness, even if it's just, don't you love it? When you're a little child, when you see them obeying you, doesn't that do something for you when you see a child's spirit right? Taking it right and obey. You see, they want to obey you. They want to please you. Instead of stomping off in a little mad spirit. But when you see something's working in their heart that they want to please you, they show that in their spirit and in their attitude. God loves that. He sees someone wants to please Him, wants to obey Him, even if they don't fully understand it. God's purpose is to really get this in our understanding, and it become a part of our character. Gets in our spirit. And these righteous principles that God is putting in our lives. I love His principles. Skip down. What did I read? 18. Look at 22. It says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." They'll never have any peace. Then, let's skip over to John 14. I've got more scriptures, but don't have time. Let me just give you a few. In John 14, when Jesus came, and of course the 14th chapter, the whole chapter, he's dealing with the Comforter, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And in the 27th verse, he says, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm not giving you something like the world, you know, like somebody just hands you something, but I'm leaving you my peace. It was the Holy Ghost. He was going to give them the Holy Ghost. Of course, you can have the Holy Ghost and not have peace. But if you let the Holy Ghost work in your life, and the peace of God begins to, you know, through God's revelation of the Holy Ghost working with you, God's righteousness working you by the Holy Ghost, it can't become a part of you by law, but the Holy Ghost can make it a part of your character. It can be digested. This inward man can begin to take over, and your mind can be given over to it. In fact, there's a scripture in it that says, they that have peace, they that whose mind is stayed up on thee shall have peace. I'll keep him in perfect peace, yes. You keep your mind on God. And sometimes that's hard to do. You just, every once in a while, if you don't have any peace, just say, "Jesus, God, touch my mind. Help me get my mind on you, Lord. I know you'll give me peace. You'll help me through this situation. Help me work this out." Doesn't mean you just sit around and do nothing, but God will help you work it out. He'll help you find the answer. Help you locate the right way of looking at things. Finding the mind of God on it. When you get the mind of God, He'll favor you when you start working in what pleases Him. You can find out what God loves and you start trying to get that in your life, you're going to get help from heaven here in a little while. And let's turn over to the 16th chapter and the 3rd verse. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." You're going to go through some trials, some testing, because you're having to get the world out of you. You're having to get all the wickedness in the world out of you. But the closer you move to Him, the closer you get to Him, the more peace. The more of that forever assurance. That's a great promise, isn't it? Then look at Romans 8 here. Let me just give you a few to write down. Y'all read them when you get home. Meditate on them. Think about it a little bit. If you want to be in unity with God, it's going to take peace, making peace offerings. If you want to be in unity with your brother, you're going to have to make peace. You're going to have to let the Holy Ghost show you how to be, you know, what Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." for they shall be called the children of God. God let people look at me and say, there goes a man of God. There goes a child of God. Romans 8 and 6 said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. God, help us get spiritually minded. Help us get your understanding. Help us understand spiritual things. And in chapter 10, verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bringeth glad tidings of good things. This gospel will bring peace. That's what it's to do. It's to bring us to a place of peace with man and God. No wonder you can live with other forever when you get it. No wonder you can... reward is eternal life. If there's peace. look at Philippians 4 right quick. There's some more, but four and seven. So then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What he means by that is that it don't make sense. You can't even understand the peace of God that passes understanding. Like, have you ever thought about Jesus going through what he went through and having the peace that he had that helped him to go through it? It was crazy. He didn't ever do nothing about anything wrong. Yet he understood. It passed. Even, no doubt, he wasn't sure he could endure what he had to endure. But the peace of God that was in his life, the things of God that God wrought, the righteousness of God that worked in him. And he says, finally, this all goes together here. Finally, whatsoever things are true. Let me give you this little 8th verse here. This is written in chronological order. Watch. Whatsoever things are true, you first have to get to a place where you can face the truth. You have to face the truth about yourself. You have to see yourself. You have to accept yourself with all your faults. God, you have to say, God, let me see. You know that. You don't have to worry so much. Don't think God is going to, you know, say, okay, buddy, you want to see how dirty, rotten, low down you are? I'm going to show you. God's not that kind of God. He'll just show you what you can take right now. But we are to all say, God, let me know. Help me to know myself. Help me to see myself. Help me so I can examine myself. Show me how to overcome this. You have to face yourself before you can help anybody else. You got to face the truth about yourself. Sometimes the truth hurts, but until you're willing to face it, you can't work on it. And so whatsoever things are true, God help me to get to a place I can face the truth. Then he said, whatsoever things are honest. You know, you can't be honest until you're true. Once you start facing the truth, you start telling the truth. you can start living an honest life. But if you're not true, until God starts helping you know the difference between what's true and what's not true. And let me tell you something, the imaginations of your mind can cloud that up. We ought to all want this, I'm telling you, this Holy Ghost nature, it'll do the whole work. We can learn to yield over to it. But it's not a work like, here, I'm just going to give you this and you got it. No, this righteousness of God is wrought in us. It's a work of God. And we become His workmanship, and it's working in us. And it has to work in your mind, in your understanding, get in your spirit, and in your character. And honesty begins to work in your life. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just. That word just means holy, righteous. If you're honest, you'll do the righteous thing. That honesty, that work of righteousness in the form of honesty working in our lives will cause us to answer correctly, righteously in everything. Whatsoever things are pure, that means perfect. You look up the word, it's translated perfect some places. If we get to a place where we're righteous, that's perfection working in you. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, they was operating in a perfect way in everything they entered God in, until they decided not to do what God was showing. Whatsoever things are lovely. You want to get to a place where you're lovely? Let these things start working in you. Let the Holy Ghost work this in you. Meditate on it. Say, God, work this in me. And let me, you'll fall in love with righteousness. You'll see how lovely righteousness is. And others will begin to recognize the love of God that's in you. And they'll just be drawn to you. Whatsoever things are of good report. That's what I'm talking about. You want people to go away and have a good report of you? No, I don't want people to say, Brother Jerry and I was talking about Jacob. How did Jacob be such a trickster and through deceit get the blessings of God? Well, you see, that you and I got some Jacob in us. We come in here and we want to be saved, but we're all tricksters. We're all corrupt. But God has got to change our name or our character and work something in us like He worked in Jacob. When God got through with Jacob, He got rid of that trickster spirit. Gave him a new name, and with Israel, which means to rule like God. And if there be any virtue, strength, power. Now you've got the power of God. You start getting these things wrought in your life. The power of God. This peace. I'm talking about the peace that passes understanding. These things, as God brings them about in your life, it's working a peace.
And if there be any praise,
I guarantee you, when this starts working in you, you're going to know who is to be glorified. Who's to be given praise? Who gets the credit? Not me. I didn't do it. All I did was just let God deal with my heart and begin to yield over to Him and let Him work in my life. And I just began to do the things that He was showing me to do. If there be any praise, oh God, let God be the glory. To God be the glory. Think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul said, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Do it. Do it. Have faith. Everybody say, I can do it. I can do it. Because I have faith. That if I'll just do what He says, I'll just follow Him and obey this Holy Ghost that's working down inside of me and listen to what He's working down in my heart and let that lead. The God of peace will be with you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need the peace of God. We need more peace than what we've got. We need to work on it. Study on peace a little bit. Think on it. But if you don't feel like you've got enough of it, stop and say, God, help this peace. Give Him a peace offering. Say, God, let me make peace with you. Let me kill this spirit in me that's keeping, you know, this fat spirit of the flesh that's hindering me from doing your will. And the things that's keeping this flesh alive, that's what the liver and the kidneys and the gall and that had to be offered up with the fat, represented. God, let me get sacrificed. Let me be at peace with my brother, my sister. You got to get peace with God first. You got to stay at peace. Stay at peace with God and let His peace work in your life and in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. We got a song we can go home on. Praise His name.
He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. Oh, He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Oh, praise our Savior for His love divine. Oh, He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. Oh, He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Oh, praise our Savior for His love divine. Oh, He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. Oh, He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. Oh, He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Oh, praise our Savior for His love. Offers peace to you and me. Oh, praise our Savior for His love divine. Oh, He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. Oh, He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. Oh, He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Oh, praise our Savior for His love divine. Oh, He is worthy all praise that man can give Him. Oh, He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. Oh, He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you praise our Savior for His love divine. Oh, He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. He who rules His world can rule His heart of mine. Oh, He who calmed the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Praise our Savior for His love divine. Well, He is worthy of all praise that man can give Him. He who rules this world can rule this heart of mine. Oh, He who calms the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Praise our Savior for His love divine. Well, He is worthy of all praise that man. He who rules this world and rules this heart of mine. Oh, He who calms the troubled sea offers peace to you and me. Praise our Savior for His love divine.
Hallelujah. Think on these things. Shake hands and be friendly.